If you can understand the difference between law and gospel, you have the key to understanding all of Christian truth. That's a paraphrase of something Martin Luther once said. If you can tell the difference between law and gospel, you've got the whole Bible. Well, that's where Romans 7 comes into what we are doing this morning. It provides us with a vital part of understanding the relationship between the law and the gospel. Paul has been talking to us about the assurance of our salvation in Romans 5-8. And he had taken a detour to deal with two particular problems. You'll remember that he had to deal with the problem of, but if we are saved by grace and not by works, that encourages sin. And Romans 6, we have seen, is the answer to show us that grace does not encourage sin. Grace overcomes sin. But that's left another question hanging in the air. And that is the question of the law. Paul has said several things about the law in Romans up until now, but they've all been putting the law in a negative light. You'll remember that the law condemns the whole world. The law says, you've broken me. God has to kill you. And every single human being is under the condemnation of the law. We see that in Romans 3, verse 19 and 20. Whether it's the law that's written on the heart of the Gentiles that's evident in the conscience, or whether it's the law of the Ten Commandments that the Jews were given, everyone's broken God's law. So Paul then demonstrated that in order for us to be saved, we need to receive a gift of righteousness that is apart from the law, that does not come through the law. And once again, the law is cast in a negative light in Romans 3, verse 21. And that the attaining of righteousness is therefore not by works, but it has to be a gift that we receive by faith. Romans 3, verse 28. And then Paul uses the example of Abraham to show that before Abraham was even circumcised, before he had the law of circumcision, he was saved by faith, apart from law. So all the way through, the law has sort of been sidelined, which would have been very worrying to anyone who was Jewish or had a Jewish mindset in the audience. And even as Paul talks about our salvation, he compares Adam with Christ and not Moses with Christ. And shows us that in chapter 5, verse 20, the law was given. And here is the part where the Jews would have gone, no ways. The law was given to increase sin, to make sin more sinful. And that would have just really upset the apple cart altogether. And so anticipating the objection that if the law does not save and only increases sin, and that if we are saved by grace and not by law keeping, that grace encourages sin, we saw Romans 6. Well, this is the question we are now going to be picking up with Paul. What about the law? Paul, you have only said bad things about the law. You can just imagine some of the people sitting in the congregation saying to Paul, Paul, my understanding of salvation is this. Good people go to heaven. Therefore, we need the law. And so he has to sort out the questions that revolve around the law, and that's what Romans 7 is all about. So in introducing this particular chapter, what we're going to do this morning, something a little different. I'm going to read through the whole chapter with you. And as we go along, I just want to break it up into its parts, and then we'll dig into the text of the first four verses. So pick up your Bibles. We'll be reading it together. Here is an overview of Romans chapter 7. If you want to follow in the sermons that are coming, this will be vital for you to follow along. I strongly encourage you to read with us. And the first section that we're